know if I qualify, but having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The House Judiciary Committee is meeting at this hour, and they are looking into the FBI. This is oversight of the Department of Justice and the FBI, and the Democrats are defending, and the Republicans are going nuts. The Republicans are going absolutely nuts. They've got experts in there. They've got Professor Jonathan Turley in there. And I love it when the Democrats go after Professor Jonathan Turley, because he's got all the answers, and he knows more about the law than most of those judiciary members will ever know about the law or the Constitution. It's downright ugly what has been going on. Coming up in the program, man, I am so excited. We're going to have Governor Joe Lombardo in just a couple minutes. He'll be joining us. Also, Marcos Lopez will join us, the Outreach and Coalitions Director for NPRI. He is keeping track of what's going on in Carson City as we are now into, the fourth day of the Nevada legislature, the 82nd Nevada legislature. And he's going to be the guy that kind of keeps us informed on what's going on, what are the bills that are hot. Of course, NPRI has their tracker service that is absolutely impeccable. They spend a lot of time following bills through committee, through introduction, and ultimately through passage and maybe signing bills or vetoing bills, as it were. Marcos Lopez will be essentially in charge of that. Also, we're going to get a member's eye view of what's going on in Carson City. Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman from District 22. We talked to Danielle Gallant yesterday from District 23. We're going to move to District 22 today. Stay where you are. We got so much to do today. We're going to cover a lot of ground. Also, you're going to hear from great names like Karl Rove, Newt Gingrich, and even Laura Ingraham went on a rant last night that was to die for. It was absolutely wonderful. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, and that means Super Bowl weekend on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
How you doing? You know what? what I want to talk about right now? I want to talk about the best deal possible right now. I got one 1500 Bighorn Eco Diesel available at $16,500 off. Again, $16,500 off. Best towing, best fuel economy, and the best deal possible. $16,500 off. That's $16,500 buckaroos off. Come see me in the corner of Sahara and Decatur at 5050 West Sahara. You know who this is. Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studio from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The death toll in Turkey and Syria has risen now to more than 20,000. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says UN relief is starting to arrive to those areas devastated by the earthquake.
We are deploying disaster assessment experts, coordinating search and rescue teams, providing emergency relief, food, medical supplies, thermal blankets, and other life-saving items. And we are committed to do much more.
Doctors say it's impossible to know how many children have been orphaned in the continued confusion days after that quake. Also at townhall.com, the U.S. says the China balloon was part of a huge military-linked aerial spy program. More from Greg Clugston.
The Biden administration says the China balloon shot down by the U.S. last weekend was equipped to collect intelligence signals, and officials say it was part of a spy program that has targeted more than 40 countries. Backing up its claim, the administration cited imagery of the balloon from American U-2 spy planes. The U.S. is making public these details in response to Beijing's denials of wrongdoing and accusations that the U.S. is engaging in information warfare. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Biden might travel to Poland this month to mark the anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A trip to Poland in support of Ukraine is reportedly under consideration. The Biden administration has provided billions of dollars in security assistance to Ukraine. Walk on by. Dionne Warwick performing Walk On By. Burt Bacharach, the popular composer of melodies like Walk On By and Do You Know the Way to San Jose, has died at the age of 94 in Los Angeles. Stocks finishing lower. The Dow is off 248 points and the NASDAQ down 120. More at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or a
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes, taxes, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Now it's official. More passengers made their way through Las Vegas' international airport in 2022 than any other year in history. Adding December's 4.4 million visitors boosted last year's total to 52.7 million. That's more than 28% better than 2021 and easily beating the previous record of 51.5 million set in 2019. Monthly records were set three times last year, with October topping out at 5.2 million, the first time passenger traffic passed the 5 million mark at Las Vegas. Last year was a good year for every domestic airline at the airport, as all served more passengers in 2022 than they did in 2021. In other news, if you're planning to bet on the big game, you're not alone. The American Gaming Association says a record 50.4 million American adults plan to wager on Super Bowl 57. That's a 61% increase from the record set just last year, as bettors say that they will wager some $16 billion on this year's game. That's more than double last year's.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Bumper to bumper flows through that construction zone on Interstate 15 southbound between Flamingo and Tropicana, part of the Tropicana project. Do expect delays through there. Congestion 515 northbound past Boulder Highway, and look out for a crash northbound Christie Lane at Stewart.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local, and we are very honored to have the great governor of the great state of Nevada, Joe Lombardo, formerly known as Sheriff Joe. He is now Governor Joe Lombardo, and he joins us. Governor, first of all, thanks for joining us and taking time out of a busy schedule. Tell me what the first 3-plus days of this 82nd Nevada legislature has been. What's it been like for you?
Well, it's been business as usual. Well, first of all, hey, thanks for having me, Kevin. Long time no talk, and hope you're doing well. It's been business as usual for me because, you know, the governor doesn't really weigh in other than just kicking off the ceremonially the first day of the legislature, but I don't anticipate I'll be weighing in on any bills here for the first couple of weeks. From what I understand, they're going forward, and they haven't had any hiccups as of yet, but I haven't been informed of any bills that are set to reach my desk here in short order. So, but besides that, if you talk about state business outside of the legislature, it's drinking from a fire hose. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of spokes in the wheels, and a lot of things I got to wrap my arms around to understand why we're not doing certain services and how we can do better and be more effective and efficient.
I want to ask you about something that I think is real important for any governor of any party, and that is the lines of communication. One of the criticisms of Steve Sisolak was that he didn't communicate with the members in his own party and with the Republicans as well. I was talking yesterday with Danielle Gallant from Assembly District 23, and she said that you are scheduling 30-minute meetings with each member. Is that going to be Republicans and Democrats or just Republicans?
No, that's across the board with all the members. And that's one thing you brought it up, and I'm glad you brought it up as far as communication. I said it, believe in the state and other venues, you know, the rise and fall of any organization is lack of communication. And for us to be successful and move the state forward, I'm going to have to, you know, reach across the aisle and have conversations. Twofold. One is to ensure we're doing the right thing for the people of Nevada, and two is to prevent any frivolous bills or bills that I can't support from even coming to my desk. And hopefully we have some consensus on the other side of the aisle, and they agree also. And I'm pleasantly surprised so far with the leadership on the Democratic side. They've had open communication with me up until now, and the same with the other side of the fence.
Are you convinced that there will be members who will negotiate, who will do some horse trading with the governor? Is that a possibility?
You use the word convinced. Nothing's ever absolute, but I'm right now I feel good about it. I feel confident that there's going to be some horse trading, and we'll see where it goes from this point forward.
I want to ask you about something that you've talked about a lot in the transition and now that you are sworn in and you're the duly elected governor of the state of Nevada, and that is education. You have promised $2 billion in new spending on education. And the big question is, are there strings attached to this? Do you need to know where this money is going?
Yeah, absolutely. So just on the $2 billion mark, 800, and I believe it's 14 million of that goes to the WAITs, and that's like English language learning, special education, and other, you know, counseling services and other issues outside of the traditional public education curriculum. And that's not negotiated with the associations or the unions that represent the teachers. So that's directly injected into the system to ensure that we're doing a better job in that space. So the remainder of it is distributed evenly, obviously, per the pupil funding formula across the 17 counties. And then they eventually negotiate with their collective bargaining associations and determine what raises will be provided to the teachers and what the rest of it will be as far as curriculum and infrastructure and resources for the teachers within the classroom. Now, your question was, is there any confidence or is there ability or is there going to be programs in place for accountability? Absolutely. And I said that in the state of the state because I don't want to have to stand before them in 2 years and make some, you know, across the board cuts and changes as a result of failure to provide, you know, standards. And yeah, so all along the way throughout the process, we're going to ensure that we're measuring whether we're having an effective change through the process. Because, you know, you hear about it proverbially, especially in the state of Nevada. Here you are throwing more money at a broken system, right? So I don't want people to continue to say that into the future.
I want to ask you about something I was so pleased to hear about, and that is your executive order relative to an audit of education in all 17 counties. Can you talk a little bit about what you expect to find? Do you think everything will be in order, or do you think there will be some things that may surprise us?
I don't know if I use the word surprise. I can almost guarantee that there is going to be some things that we weren't aware of and that we found out that people weren't acting on upon previous audits and recommendations. So and just to clarify, Kevin, you know, this is I'm asking all the audits that have been conducted, and I can't remember the timeline, how far back we were reaching. It may be 3 years. In the last 3 years, all those audits that are out there that the state government don't have eyes on. They were initiated, they were sponsored by local jurisdictions, and yet and recommendations that come from those audits, and the intent is for us to review them at the state level, ensure that the recommendations are being acted upon. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be some items that people haven't acted on, and there will be needed to be an explanation as to why not. But hopefully I'll use the word hopefully. Hopefully we are disappointed in the fact that there wasn't anything that we could have changed at the state level, that they did the job that they were asked to do. And maybe that was the wrong word to use, disappointed. They did the job that we were asked to do, and they did it. But I anticipate we'll find, some items here and there.
Beyond education, what are the legislative priorities that you'll be working on as we move through this 82nd Nevada legislature?
Well, outside, more than just the legislature, I talked about diversifying the economy and the tax structure, predictable tax structure and regulatory structure that makes it conducive for doing business in the state of Nevada. We're open for business, and I don't want the state government, as far as regulations or an unstable tax environment, to have any effect on people, preventing them from wanting to put their roots or their foundation in the state of Nevada. And I've made the promise of no new taxes, correct? And so we have to do that. And then when you get into the legislative space, you talked about education, whatever items we can do to address school choice and the accountability within the school environment to include the safety of the teachers and the students, with what legislation could be you do to minimize that. And then last but not least, but probably more important than anything else, is criminal justice reform. And sure, we're getting our arms wrapped around the safety and the quality of life for our constituents, and ensure we have a safe environment to do business, to live, and everything else goes along with it, and figure out those laws that are having no effect, repeal laws that are having a negative effect, and ensure we're doing the right thing in that space.
You, of course, come from an incredible background in law enforcement. Does that give you an advantage as governor when you deal with public safety and you deal with criminal justice?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And the reason why is it doesn't matter if any particular subject matter expertise is beneficial, because a lot of times you know the makeup of the legislature. You have a lot of people in different industries and different types of businesses and different experiences in life, and they may not be well educated in a certain aspect. Use criminal justice as an example, and they're passing laws not understanding the consequences that may occur as the passage of those laws. And I think my experience in law enforcement gives me a heads up and the ability to say, no, you're missing the important pieces in this legislation, and it's going to be detrimental versus beneficial. And I said it in the state of state. I want to create an environment in the state of Nevada where it's harder to be a criminal versus easier. And I believe in the last two sessions, they made it easier.
I want to ask you, and again, we're joined by Governor Joe Lombardo on day four of the 82nd Nevada legislature. I want to ask you about something that you promised that you would do, and that is use that veto pen with bills that run counter to your core beliefs. My question is, we know that you've met with members of the Democrat leadership. Have you met with Republican leadership, and are you convinced that they can keep their troops in line and sustain any of the vetoes that will be coming your way?
Yeah, I've met with both sides of the aisle, and we've had that conversation, and they assured me that they feel confident in that, but you never know as time marches on. And the doldrums of the legislative session that takes place, and people get, lobbied, per se. I hope that none of that occurs, and the confidence that they're, displaying today is the confidence that they're going to display when we get in the dog days of May, and hopefully we can hold tight.
Tell me about the personal experience of walking into the Capitol, not as a sheriff from a major county getting ready to testify, but to walk in as governor with the security and with the pomp and circumstance. What was that like for you personally?
Well, that's a great question, and I've never been asked that before. It was overwhelming, to tell you the truth. One, I was grateful. I can't even imagine it growing up as a kid in Nevada and achieving the position of governor. I don't know if that enters in anybody's mind when they're young and trying to figure out what they're going to do with their lives in a wild world. But it was overwhelming, and I was grateful. I'm appreciative, and 100% it hasn't hit home yet. But the gravity of it is how much authority you possess and how much influence you have on people's lives. And you've got to think about that and take it to heart and realize what you say or what comes out of your mouth has a definitive influence on people and processes and policies and programs. And you can't take that lightly. And, you got to take that with the sense of highest responsibility. And I believe my shoulders are big enough to take it on, and we're going to be successful.
Governor, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Next time you're back in town, we'll get you in studio, and we'll have some fun together. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon. Godspeed, my friend.
All right, buddy. You too. Take care.
There you go. Governor Joe Lombardo joining us live on Live and Local. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana.
The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost.